continuing our previous shiur, talking about the Paraduma, the Afar, the Afer. We saw Niflaus, and now we're going to continue Amir Tashem, based again in the Torah of Maran Agon Rav Moshe Zatzal, in Medrash Rabbah, in Parashas Lech Lecha, in the Parashas of Ahibi Me'am Raphael Mel Shinar Chazal Darshan, Cherev Pischu Pischu Rishayim Bedarchu Kashtam Lahapil Ani Ve'evion, Letboch Yishrei Darach. Harbam Tavo Belibam Bekashosam Tishavarna. So it says that the Rishayim open up with their sword and their bow and arrow to knock off the poor, the ones on the straight path. Their sword is going to go in their hearts and their arrows are going to be broken. So the Gemara Darshan's on this, that Rav Yeshua, the Sichnin B'Shem Rav Levi Pasach, Cherev Pascha Rishayim, etc. Chavim Tavu Belibam. So the Elazar Darshans, this is again in the Pasuk about the war, four kings against the five. Cherev Pascha Rishayim, Zam Raphael v'Chaverav. Amraphael and Chaverav were Rishayim who opened up with the sword. V'Habi Alani v'Evion Zelot. Haban of Evion, this is Lot. V'Baruch Yishrei Darech Zavram. To slaughter those on a straight path is Abraham. Charbam tov libibam v'yachalek aleim laila hu v'avoda v'yakem. So who do they want to knock off? Lot, the Ani v'Evion, and the Yosha Derech, that's Avram, and the Tar Charbam tov libibam. In the end, their sword's going to go in their heart, because in the end, Avram Avinu was victorious. So they want to chas v'shalom knock off Lot and Avram, and in the end, Avram was victorious, as the pasuk is expounded. So here in the parasha of Ibn Amraphel Melech Shinar was the psicha of Milchama. That's the chair of Paschal Rishayim. Like it says in the Yalkut and Tehillim, that this is the first war. The four against the five are the first war. Where else do you see war in the Torah? It's the first war. Therefore, Abelazar Gadol Darshans, the Happy Line of Yevon Zelot, with Boch Yishrei Darech, to knock down a poor person, that's Lot, to be Toveach Yishrei Darech Zavram, to Shecht those on a straight path, that's Abraham. So those kings were fighting against each other, like it says in the Pasuk, four against five. Malach Estom, Amora, Admot, Svoyim, Malach Belahit Soar. That's five against Amraphel, Melech Shinar, Yoch Melech Eliyosar, Kadolam Melech Elam, Mesidol Melech Goyim. That's the four. The Chazal Darshan, that these four kings are the four Malchias. Amraphel Melech Shinar, Shinar's Babel, that's the first Malchus, the first kingdom. And then Aryoch, that's Yavan. Kadolam Omer, Melech Elam, it's Parasum Madai. Yavin is before Paras and Madai. Here we know starkly Yavin's after. There's an explanation for that, of course. Sidol Melech Goyim, that's the fourth, and that's the fourth Malchus. Shimachteves Tirunia Mikolam Saolam. She writes a Tirunia, a complaint against the Jewish people from all the Umas Saolam. In other words, that's the Malchus that we know, that they not only start up with the Jews, but they get other nations to start up with the Jews. Today we could possibly call it the United Nations, all united against the State of Israel, unfortunately, very often. So those are the four kings, Sidol Melech Goyim being the fourth. That's why it's Goyim, many nations. He unites the nations, he writes Terunia, he writes bad things about the Jews, complaints. Chazal tell us that this whole Mulchama, you think it's four against five, but it's Taka against Lot and Avram. Ultimately, the kings are going to attack Lot and Avram. That's who they want to get. They want to take the Malchus. These are the four Malchus, and they want to take the Malchus from Klal Yisrael, like the Maral says. These are the four Malchus. You're called the Malchus when you want to take a Malchus from Klal Yisrael. And who are they fighting against? Lot. Who descended from Lot? Ruth. Ruth the Moabite, who's the mother of Malchus, of King David, King Messiah. They all came from Lot. Malchus kuli yatsa mi Lotz. And now the union of the Arba Malchus, the Milchama that they did, it's a Milchama against Lotz. It's about Melech HaMashiach, it says Ani v'roicha b'al chamor. That's the Mechuvin, l'hapil Ani v'evyon. HaKavanah v'amagama p'nimit shalam hayta l'hapil et oto Ani v'evyon. Really, they wanted to kill the Ani v'evyon, the Ani who's roicha b'al chamor, Mashiach. It's a war against Melech HaMashiach. V'l'tvoch, it's chazal, it's mamish p'nimit shalam hayta blik, tifa blik, a much deeper perspective, not just a external war, 4 against 5, but really on a deeper level, they really want to do away with Melech HaMashiach and Avraham Avinu Litbach Yishrei Darach. Since Malchus is composed of a king and a nation, HaBrit Shebein HaMelech Ve'am Zot HaMalchut Reishalot Ve'Avraham Hem Anosim Et HaMalchut. Avraham is the father of Klal Yisrael, and Lot contains within him Malchus and Klal Yisrael. So it emerges that the Iker Mechuvin of the Milchama was against Lot and Avram. In other words, Keneged Malchus HaMitis. These are the Arba Malachim. They want to take the Malchus, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Says in the Gemara and Megillah, we're still the Avodim HaChashverosh. He wanted the Malchus. Yavin wanted the Malchus. It was Golus and Eretz Yisrael with Yavin. Malchus Edom, where we are today. It says, Cherev Paschal Rishayim. They're the ones who opened up with war. The whole war, the idea of war in the world is just unacceptable. It's just irrational. People go to war and they put themselves in a matzav of certain death. And why? What are they doing this for? When the king says war, you know, in the 60s when the Americans went to Vietnam, what would normal people have done? They would have said, it's not our business. We don't want to go. A lot of people didn't want to go against the war. They went anyway. They were against the war. A lot of it. I'm not saying the war was right, wrong. I'm just saying rationally, why would somebody want to die? They're risking their lives. They're not all such tzaddikim that they cared so much about the Vietnamese. People die. A lot of times it's a king. He just wants more land. And everybody's willing to die for that king. What's the rational logic here? Hamonei b'nei Adam. So the idea of war is because you just can't take the other side. You so can't take the other side that you're willing to risk your life, even though Kol Asher Le'ish Yitein Bad Nafsho. It says in the book of Job in chapter 2 verse 4, a person will give everything to stay alive. But when b'nei Adam lo yichlim l'chiyot עם הצד השני קיים. המלחמה הוא תמיד מלחמה שעם הצד השני נמצא, הדבר הזה סותר את עצם מציאותם שלהם. זה בלתי אפשרי, they can't take that the other side is around. And the shorish of milchama is over here. And they want to uproot the Jewish people. That's really what milchama is about. That's the root of milchama. Why is it called Har Chorev? Sheyard Achurva La'akum Alav. Matan Torah brought a Chorban. Now the Goyim can't take the Jewish people. And we're chosen. We have the special Torah, that we have meaning. So some of them try to adapt it for themselves, their own versions. And others just try to kill us. But if you look at Jewish history, it's been a long story of 3,300 years of anti-Semitism. The shorish of milchama in the world is a milchama against Klal Yisrael. That's what Chazal are telling us here. If we see a war, we see a war in Korea, Vietnam. War is going on all the time. Just mentioning American wars. But the shorish hadavar, Chazal tell us the root of it is against Malchus Yisrael, and like many things in life, it comes out in many different ways. That's what Chazal are telling us. Who is this Amraphel? Chazal say it was Nimrod. Says he had three names, Cush, Nimrod, and Amraphel. Cush, because he was black. Nimrod, because he brought rebellion to the world, Merida's rebellion. Amraphel, Amira, Afela. His speech was dark. Nimrod, he knew his master and he rebelled against him. Amraphel, Amiraso, Afela. It says in the pasuk, Psach picha v'yiru dvarecha. Open your mouth, it says in Gemara Brachas 22a, and let your words shine. And then there's someone whose speech is dark. Everything he says is against light. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim 119, 130, Psach dvarecha yair, let your words, open up with your words and let them shine. And this Amraphel, his words are dark, Afela. He was Miyase, this Amraphel, rebellion in the world, Mulcham in the world, and that's his Metzias. So Bitzara Galu, he's fighting against the five kings, and Chazal say Bitzara Pnimi, it's against the Jewish people. Famous Medrash of Kook. We quote this Medrash in the Talmidei of Kook, often quoted. If you see war, anticipate the coming of the Mashiach, because ultimately it's against Malchus Yisrael, and we're going to be victorious. So you know Mashiach is coming. That's the shorish of war. And you see, if you read the newspapers, that somehow it always comes back to the Jewish people, all the wars. When they knocked into the Twin Towers, 9/11, if I'm mistaken, it was the year 2001, 20 years ago. It was against Klal Yisrael. They said, we're going against Israel. This is because we hate Israel. Why are you knocking into buildings in downtown Manhattan? Because you hate Israel? Akasha Efemaisa, but that's what happened. So ultimately, you read the New York Times, somehow Israel is always on the front page. That's Klal Yisrael. Be'Hashem l'melecha kol aretz be'em Hashem achad u'shmo achad. In the end, God's going to be king. Melocha kol olam kula b'chvodecha, like we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's what all the wars are and all the other religions, like the Rambam says. Hilchos Malachim 11:4. These two nations, Ishmael and Esav, are there to pave the way for Mashiach. You have to have a hipuch, a zafuch. El amim suffer bru likra kula m'shem echad, b'shem Hashem lo'avdu shchem echad. This hipuch of transforming them from the sheker of the false religions to the emes. So that's the yisod of war in the world. And it says, Sapeh l'raglo shel Mashiach. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. So Israel is in a perpetual state of war. And ultimately, it's going to end in a good way, like we spoke about in the previous shiur. This war is to be Megala, the true Yesh. To be Megala, the true reality of Hashem. And Hashem's governance over the world. And to turn the Afer into Afar. Turn the ashes, which have no future, into Afar. Dust of the earth, which does have a future when you plant. And it's really where these wars are bringing us to. That was the Yesh we spoke about. 207 and 103. 207 and 103. As we saw, the gematrias at equal 310. These 310 worlds, right? Avak is 103. And Egel is 103. So these 203s, these Kochos Hara, ultimately bring to the Tov. Or that's the light, that's the Chelek HaMetukon. Then you have the Avak and the Egel, which don't allow us to see. That's the 203. 207 is also Ra's secret, learning the Razei Torah, the secrets, and ultimately in Ritz Hashem that's going to bring us to the Yesh. This Ra, this Avak, this Egel, ultimately it combines with the Or, with the Raz, and brings us to the Yesh and true reality, and Tzaddik are going to inherit 310 worlds, because that's the true reality, this 310 Yesh existence. And Chilo Avay Yesh, what's the same Amali, like it says the end of Uktzin. And we should see Bukaro Vekiyam of this Mishnah, of getting our Shai Olamos and seeing the coming of Mashiach through these wars that unfortunately we have experienced so much in history, and particularly in the last 100 plus years, World War I, World War II, so many other wars, wars here, wars there, so much murder and bloodshed and death, and Paraduma is Matar from that ultimately. So we should be self-conscious. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.